The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Cognitive rehab, effective, low risk in treating difficulties due to MS. Cognitive rehabilitation is an effective therapy for cognitive problems brought on by multiple sclerosis, a review study highlights. Clinicians should consider this low-cost, low-risk, yet effective treatment approach for their patients, its researchers wrote. The study, Neurological Update, Cognitive Rehabilitation in Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the Journal of Neurology. For as many as 2 out of every 3 people with MS, cognitive impairment is a symptom of the disease. How this impairment manifests varies from person to person, but often involves problems with learning and memory, as well as difficulty or delays in processing new information. While cognitive impairment can have a sizable impact on a person's daily life, making it harder to maintain relationships, hold a job, and handle errands and other tasks, treatments for this MS symptom are limited. Most medications approved to treat MS are not especially effective at addressing cognitive dysfunction. Cognitive rehabilitation is a non-pharmacological approach to managing such difficulties. It has 2 broad strategies, restorative and compensatory, both involving doing activities or other work to ease cognitive symptoms. In restorative cognitive rehabilitation, sometimes called cognitive remediation, the goal is to reinforce, strengthen, and restore cognitive skills that may be impaired. This type of rehabilitation commonly involves repetitive exercises that are done using a computer. By contrast, compensatory cognitive rehabilitation does not help patients gain back lost cognitive skills. Instead, it focuses on creating strategies to help people handle their impairments, finding ways to make difficult things more manageable. A trio of researchers at the Kessler Foundation and New Jersey Medical School at Rutgers University conducted a review of published scientific studies on the effects of both kinds of cognitive rehabilitation in people with MS. In total, the team assessed 81 studies, most of which were published in the last decade. Analyzing these data collectively, the researchers found evidence that cognitive rehabilitation programs, either restorative or compensatory, are efficacious in treating MS-related cognitive dysfunction, they wrote. Cognitive rehabilitation should be a part of a comprehensive treatment plan for people with MS who experience cognitive deficits. Given the lack of approved pharmacological treatments, behavioral approaches are the best treatment options that clinicians can currently offer. John DeLuca, PhD, a study co-author with the Kessler Foundation, said in a press release, "Patients generally report enjoying treatment, which would be conducive to compliance, or taking therapies as directed," DeLuca added. Furthermore, computer-based treatments can be easily delivered at home, making this low-cost, effective intervention more convenient and accessible to individuals in need. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. I'm back on the MS bladder coaster. I thought I finally had this bladder thing licked. After years of urinary urgency and frequency, I'd been doing much better. I was sleeping at least 7 hours at night without having to go to the bathroom, and bathroom trips were less frequent in the daytime, too. When traveling by car, the once common question, "How long to the next rest area?" became less of a concern. During our annual 1,000-mile drive from Maryland to Florida a couple of weeks ago, I only had to stop twice while driving each day. Yet despite all of this, a few days ago, my bladder coaster looped a loop again. Medications helped to a point. For decades, I'd used Ditropan XL to help ease my bladder problems. After a while, though, its efficacy seemed to wane. I'd started with the brand name medication, but switched to a generic version after a few years. As I've written before, generic medications don't always do as well for me as brand name ones. I'd heard of a more effective medication called Myrbetriq, and after using it for 2 months, it seemed to make a difference. While it's expensive, I thought it was worth the cost. Was I wrong? A diet change also helped. I love coffee, strong and black. One mug in the morning had started my day as long as I can remember. But caffeine is a bladder irritant that leads to frequency and urgency. The same can be said of orange juice, chocolate, ice cream, and several other things, though it varies by person. In early November, I gave up coffee and orange juice, which I think helped. There was no way I was giving up chocolate or ice cream, though. Up and down. A few days ago, the urgency and frequency returned, waking me up at least twice a night. I was also rushing to the bathroom during the day, so what happened? I'd had some wine for the first time in quite a while, and I'd also been snacking on many candy bars, more than I should have. Then, after 2 days of experiencing these problems, my bladder coaster swung back around again. I was able to sleep through the night again and didn't need to rush to the bathroom during the day. I feel like I can take a long car trip again. My pendulum-like experiences with my bladder have prompted several questions, such as what changed to cause all of this. Was stress to blame? Was it the weather? Was I tired because of our car trip? Could alcohol or chocolate have been the culprit? I'm betting it was either the food or the fact that this MS bladder coaster I'm riding comes with a lifetime ticket.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.